神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
It's good to be with you again.
很高兴跟您在一起。
Does people ever come to you and want advice from you?
有没有曾经有人来找你听你的意见?
You know, actually, that's counseling.
这个实在就是咨商的行为。
There is a great need for those who are not professional counselors.
即使你不是一个专业的,事实上你也有需要成为一个能够给人意见的人。
Because there are many people who just need to be able to have a listening ear.
那事实上有很多人他们需要的只是一个懂得倾听的人。
And just a little advice.
一点点的意见。
And it can really help them.
就可以给他很大的帮助。
You see, counseling is merely, giving advice after someone has talked to you about a problem.
所谓的諮商就是当别人把问题跟你谈的时候你可以给他一些意见。
Or you might say, well, I can't be a counselor.
或许你说呢，我没有办法成为这样的专家。
Well, I'm not talking about professional counselors.
我在讲的不是一般的专家。
I'm talking about a person who has good relationships with friends or family.
我在指的是就是那种愿意跟朋友或家人有很好的关系的人。
People whom they trust.
也是人家所信任的人。
A person they know has good wisdom and understanding.
而且是被人共同认为是一个有很好的理解能力、有智慧的人。
See, many times you know the true struggles of a friend or a family member.
很多时候你体识到你的朋友或者是你的家人呢，有心里面的挣扎。
Actually, it would take professional counselors months to understand what you understand about this person.
有时候你所了解的那些专业性的諮商者呢不见得能够了解而且他们用很多时间才能够了解。
You might say, well then, who needs counseling?
或许你说有人需要这些諮商吗?
Actually, statistics tell us that more than two-thirds of all the people who see a medical doctor, their problem or their root problem and their symptoms...comes from a psychological need or a spiritual need.
根据研究，有三分之二的病人，当他们去找医生的时候所出现的症状，他们的根本的问题是出现在他们的心里面的问题。
Many times a person comes because they want help. They need some wisdom from someone else.
有的人他们需要人家给他们一些智慧上面的一些指引一些帮助
You see, maybe they feel their lack and they want to succeed and so they go for advice to help them succeed
比如说呢有的人呢他希望能够做事做得成功所以他需要找一个人去谈一谈然后要一些意见
Be wise to use this window of opportunity that God may have brought to you to helpsome friend or family member.
有时候你如果聪明的话好好的利用这样的一个机会可以帮助你的朋友有时候是神给你的机会可以帮助你的朋友。
And I would like to help you and give you some tips or some ideas of how you can do this.
那我要给你一些意见让你可以来应用你的智慧来帮助人。
You know, there is a physical preparation that you can do first.
那首先你要预备你自己。
Provide a place where there's privacy, where they can really relax to talk.
那当你要跟让对方跟你谈问题的时候呢，你要找到一个比较隐秘性的，就是可以安静下来私下跟你谈的地方。
It's good when you can eliminate any distractions like music or television or any other annoying noise if you can.
最好是能够避免一些四周围的干扰，比如说像这种电视啦，或者是音乐方面的干扰。
If it's possible, try to be in a place where you won't be interrupted.
那找到一个地方，你不会被打扰的地方。
Turn your cell phone off.
把你的这种手机关掉。
Have them to turn theirs off.
当然也要请对方把他自己的手机关掉。
Even the glaring of light can disturb them, so be sure that your lights are good.
甚至你的交谈的这个光线呢，也要弄得很好。
And then let your face look at ease. Give them the confidence that you're not worried.
那让你的脸色用个很平稳的一个这样的一个神态来面对对方，不要让对方觉得你好像也在焦虑中。
Call the person by name.
能够呼叫对方的名字。
You know, in other words, when they come in, hello Lee, hello Joe.
比如说呢，你跟他打招呼的时候，马上叫出他的名字，某某人。
There's always something personal about using the person's name several times.
当我们叫对方的名字的时候呢，事实上是很有意义的。
And don't start with just talking about the weather or the family. Get right to the problem.
不要总是在那里寒暄关于天气啦或一般的话题。
They need to get to the point.
你要进入正题。
Then begin to ask some direct questions.
然后你要引导问一些问题。
What would you like to talk about, or how can I help you?
你想要谈什么？我可以帮助你吗？
Now, don't ask them, what's your problem?
不要问说呢，你有什么麻烦呢？
It sounds like there's something wrong with them.
好像一下子就跟他定义说他已经有麻烦了。
There may be, but they don't want you to say that.
即使是真的麻烦，但是呢，你也不要强调那是一个麻烦。
Now, I want to tell you this right from the beginning.
一开始我就要跟你强调
that usually the problem they bring to you is not the real problem.
通常对方来跟你讲的问题通常不是一个真正的问题，只是表面问题而已。
You see, they are giving you their feelings about what has caused their trouble.
因为他们先给你一些他们自己的感受，引起他的问题的感受。
But as you begin to probe and question themThings begin to come to the surface.
那你慢慢的跟他在深谈的时候呢，问题就会浮上来了。
You see, then the person will begin to see that, you know, maybe that is part of the problem.
然后让对方也能够认同说，或许这个真的是就是我的问题。
Jan comes telling me about a problem with her boss.
Jan 这个人呢，来告诉我说他的老板有一些问题。
In great length, she tells me about the office or about the restaurant or wherever she is, telling me how the boss is always demanding so much of her.
然后他就开始跟我发牢骚，谈到老板怎么样对他很严厉，对他不是很态度不是很好。
As she's talking, I begin to ask some questions.
当他一面谈的时候，我就一面问问题。
I might say to her, do you get there on time?
我就问她说，你平常上班有准时吗？
Well, she might say, well, not always.
或许她会跟你答说呢，偶尔会迟到。
Do you finish the project when they ask you to?
当她叫你完成计划的时候，你有没有准时交卷呢？
Well, there's times that I really don't.
有时候她回答是呢，偶尔，有时候呢，没有办法。
And then you begin to see, she'll begin to see that there are some things that she is not doing that's not right.
所以呢，无形中你在问一些问题，引导这个 Jan 呢，让他知道说呢，事实上他也有一些疏忽的地方。
And we might begin to see that this is not only with the boss at the office, but this goes over to her friendships and into her family life.
然后因为这个问题让她也看到她的态度不是只有跟老板的问题，也引起她跟家人的一些问题。
And you may soon find out that she is a child who her parent put at the center of their world.
那慢慢就发现原来这个人呢是一开始父母亲把他放在一个很忠心的就是等于说被骄纵惯的一个孩子。
And now the people don't do this, and they're saying that she's not doing what she should, and it's becoming a real problem in her life.
然后当他进入社会之后别人不再以他为中心了那现在呢他就有问题了。
You see, she comes with a problem with the boss, but eventually through probing and talking to her and asking questions, you begin to see, and she begins to see, that the problem is hers.
一开始她来跟你讲她的难处的时候是讲到他们老板怎么样。但是呢慢慢的你跟她谈下去之后呢你就发现原来问题的症结点是在她自己本身的一个问题。
But there's one thing you must always do.
有一件事情你一定要做到
Communicate hope to that person
当你跟对方谈话的时候一定要带给对方盼望希望
Don't let them feel that there's no hope Because this breaks them down
不要让对方感觉好像没有希望了没有什么可以帮助改善的了这样的话很容易让对方呢更沮丧
It may look very hard And there may look like there isn't any hope But there's always hope There's hope in GodAnd there's hope in the ability to change.
你要记得，不管怎么样的无助、无力，或者是没有盼望，你要知道，总是有一个出路，在神那里有盼望，而且在人这里是可以改善的。
As you're dealing with this person, you must begin to ask some of their background questions.
当你在跟对方谈问题的时候，你可以慢慢的来谈他的背景。
You might say, now, let me ask you several questions in order to know you better.
那你可以跟他说呢，我想问你几个问题，好让我更认识了解。
As they begin to tell you about their childhood and some of those experiences, you begin to discover, past pains and rejections and crying out for help.
有时候谈谈他们的童年的时候呢，你就发现在孩子的时候有一些当中呢产生的就是激发的一些问题，比如说他们曾经有那种不被爱或者被弃绝的这些潜藏的一些里面的一些情绪呢，然后就会被发现出来。
You see past negative patterns coming up in their life and the cause for them.
你要知道过去有一些那种消极或者是有伤害性的模式然后呢使他们促使他们以后有一些行为
Lou came with a problem about her mother-in-law
有一个女士来谈她的婆婆的问题
As you begin to question a little bit about her past
然后你就开始问她以前的情况
You begin to see how she has been hurt
你就看到她以前曾经受过伤害
She has no self-worth.
她自己本身没有什么价值感。
She feels like people don't really like her.
她觉得别人都不喜欢她。
Because of some of the things that was said to her when she was a child.
因为从小的时候就有人对她有一些说法。
And now, as her mother-in-law and she deals with each other, she feels as though that mother-in-law doesn't care about her and doesn't like her.
本来就有这种想法的时候，然后再跟婆婆相处，然后就更促进她觉得说婆婆根本不喜欢她，而且呢给她难处。
When truly it comes from her own background.
可是事实上是从自己以前的心理的问题来的。
Then when you are asking questions, don't ask any questions that they can answer with a yes or no.
当你问问题的时候，不要问一种问题，让他回答只有是，是的，不是。
Maybe you would say, do you get angry?
比如说你问他说，你常生气吗？
You see, there is a yes or no answer.
那这样的话，他只能回答你是或不是。
But how you should do it is, how do you express your anger?
你或许可以问说呢，你生气的时候你怎么表达的
？You see, then they must explain to you and to their own selves, how do I express my anger?
所以等于说呢，问一个问题，让他们可以表达他们的意见或者是经验的，他们就要表达说我怎么样生气的时候怎么样在表达的。
Do they go into a rage?
你是不是会从生气然后变成愤怒呢？
Or do they push it down and down until it comes out in some kind of a sickness?
还是把它压抑下去，然后就积成病了。
So remember, always ask questions that they have to give some sort of an explanation.
所以你的问题一定要让对方可以用表达来解释他的情况的，不要只是回答你是或不是。
Encourage them to keep talking.
继续的鼓励他们多谈一点。
You might say, could you tell me more about that?
你或许可以说呢，你可以再多谈一些吗？
Go on, will you?
你继续说没有关系。
Then...We listen to what feelings are being shared.
然后你注意听到他的那种谈出来的那种感受的部分。
Ask them about them.
你特别问他们感受的部分。
You might say, what are the times you feel lonely?
你问他说呢，什么时候你会觉得孤单？
Why do you think you become angry?
为什么你会因为这样你就生气呢？
So they're sharing their feelings with you.
所以让他把他的感受的部分跟你啊分享。
Then take note of what they're not talking about.
然后特别注意到他们不谈的部分。
Notice if one of their parents is never mentioned by them.
比如说呢，他从不谈啊他的爸爸或他的妈妈。
They may talk about their mother and talk more and more about their mother, but never mention their father.
你发现他只谈妈妈，从来不提爸爸。
Then maybe you can ask, what role did your father have in your life?
然后就谈一谈说，那你爸爸在你的人生当中呢，有什么样的分量？
Don't answer your own questions.
你不要又问，然后又自己回答问题。
Sometimes you might say, you've been battling with bitterness, haven't you?
比如说呢，你说你这样子，你里面有苦毒，对不对？
So you've asked a question, and then you're the one that has answered it.
那就变成你自己问他问题，你又帮他回答了。
It would be better to say, have you been battling with bitterness?
你可以说呢，你心里面是不是有苦毒呢？
Now, as you help them to resolve their problem, remember that everyone has been created with three God-given inner needs.
当你想帮助他们解决他们的问题的时候，你要记得神给人有一种心理上的三个基本需要。
One of them is unconditional acceptance.
一个就是没有条件的接纳。
This is a very basic need that God has given us.
神给我们一个很基本的一个被接纳的需要。
You see, that's how God loves us.
那就是神的爱，他这样爱我们。
And because of that, that gives us an inner strength when we, as a child, have found unconditional acceptance.
当一个孩子他知道说有人无条件的接纳他的时候，给他心里面一种力量。
We must have in us a understanding of the meaning and the purpose to life.
然后我们要明白自己在生命中的意义目的。
Who am I? What can I do? What am I?
到底我是谁？我该做什么？到底我应该怎么办？
And one of the basic ones is security, a sense of belonging.
那其中的一个呢，就是呢，我们要有那种归属的一种安全感。
Now, this is the foundation that our life should be built on.
所以这些是我们生命的最基本的一个根基。
Now, no individual is designed to meet all of your needs.
当然没有一个人说所有的这些需要呢完全的满足。
But if it's wonderful that you have parents that have shared the ability to give you what you needed.
但是呢，如果父母亲有能力的话，那能够分享，然后呢，帮助我们有这些需要的满足。
Actually, maybe you don't realize it, but these three needs in our life was designed to draw us to God.
或许你不知道，基本上我们这些需要，也就是驱使我们能够愿意靠近神的原因。
So you see, those who say, I don't believe in God, is cutting out the true one that can meet the needs that are basic to our life.
如果你是那一位认为说没有神的人，那等于说你把那一位可以满足你这三方面需要的这一位神把他弃绝了。
Once they understand this, then they may be able to trace back areas of their life where these needs were never really met.
所以如果你明白人的基本三个需要的时候，那你就可以啊去寻找到底他的哪一个方面没有得到满足。
Now let's go on to another area.
我们到另外一个部分。
We're none perfect.
每一个人都不是完全的。
There are some things that we must be careful what we say.
当你说话的时候，你要小心。
Because what we say can influence them greatly.
因为你对对方讲的话会很大的影响他。
Don't give them any false assumptions, like telling them everything will be okay.
不要给他们一些啊，根本就是不对的一些话，比如说跟他讲说这一切都没有问题。
Or maybe you'll say, I'll be back to normal soon.
或许你跟他说呢，马上会正常的。
This is not an answer to their problem.
这样对他们的困难跟问题是没有办法解决的。
And you must be careful not to get into this.
不要啊，要小心不要呢讲这些话。
And then don't take their experience and minimize it and make it look small.
也不要把他们的问题想把它缩小。
You know, you say, oh, that's not so bad.
所以你说呢，没有那么严重了。
It'll be nothing in no time.
根本呢，以后呢，根本就没问题的了。
To them, it really is very bad.
但是你要记得，以他的立场来讲，他觉得很严重。
And they don't see any way out.
而且他们没有路可以走。
So we don't minimize their experience.
所以不要去忽略或缩小他们自己的经验。
Now, one of the things that you must be careful about is that if a person needs professional help, stop and find some help for them.
如果你发现对方的问题是需要那种专家的意见的话，那你就要停下来，叫他去找专家。
We're only counseling in the realm that we can help very simple problems.
我们这些非专业的人呢，只能在他的问题的一些某一个部分来帮助他。
We're not talking about those who are telling you they're going to suicide.
那比如说有人跟你说他要自杀。
Or some other thing that is happening that really is from the chemical imbalance or some other larger thing that you can't take care of.
或者是有人呢他问题是那种生理上面的里面的那个分泌的问题，一些很大的一些你根本不能做什么的问题的话，那你就要停下来。
I want to talk to you about those who say they want to commit suicide.
那我要跟你谈一谈，如果有人跟你讲说他自杀，你怎么办？
You see, you cannot take it lightly.
当一个人讲这种话的时候呢，你不要轻轻的听过去。
Sometimes people say that because of self-pity.
有时候有的人讲这种话呢，他心里面有自怜。
You see, we don't put ourselves in the position of a judge or a jury. We believe what they're saying.
那你千万不要放在你自己的位置来论断他，你就要想说他这样讲，他一定有这样的想法。
You see, almost all suicide victims have said it is a warning that it's in their mind.
如果有人说要自杀的话，事实上是他们是一种思想上的一个警示灯。
Don't be a person that gives advice when not asked for.
当对方没有跟你要意见的时候，不要成为那个主动给意见的人。
In fact, I will not deal with anyone who doesn't want help.
基本上我绝对不会去帮助那个不想要人家帮助的人。
And don't make them feel...that you have all the answers, that you're a savior for them, just to feed your own ego.
你不要因为要满足你自己的自尊心，所以让对方有个错觉，好像你可以完全解决他的问题，好像你是他的救主一样。
Also, you must be careful that you don't give too much help.
而且呢，你也要注意到，不要给太多的帮助。
You don't want to become a crutch.
不要成为他的拐杖。
You don't want them to continually to depend on you.
不要呢，让他们持续的要依赖你。
Maybe, you know, it's not too smart sometimes to try to help people in their financial crisis by giving them money to get out.
比如说呢，对方如果有这种经济上、金钱上面的困难的时候呢，如果你用钱来帮助他的话，实在是不灵光、不聪明的。
Because they'll get right back into it.
因为他们又回到自己的问题上面。
For they have learned nothing out of the experience.
这样的话，他们的经验上他就学不到功课了。
They have not learned how to take care of their finances.
他们就从来学不会怎么样来管理自己的金钱。
And certainly, you cannot keep getting them out of their financial problems.
而且呢，当一个人有他的经济上的困难的时候，你是没有办法来完全帮他的。
You should not do the work for people that they need to do.
你不要代替对方自己应该做的，你去替他做。
For example, if a man needs to build up his muscles,
如果有一个男士需要去锻炼他的肌肉，
you don't do the exercise for him.
你是没有办法帮他去做运动的。
Maybe he's going to do some exercises where he has to do what we call setups.
那他本身呢就要去有一些啊对自己的啊这样的一个运动呢要有一些装备。
You don't do them for him. You may hold his legs as he does it, but you don't do it for him.
你或许可以帮他扶扶手、提提脚，但是呢，你不帮他使力，不帮他运动的。
For if you do, it will do him no good.
如果你帮他做的话，那对他是没有好处的。
So you really must not do for them what they can do for themselves.
所以如果他们自己可以做的，你不能帮他去做。
In closing, I want to talk to you a little bit about our communication to that person.
那最后呢，我要讲一点点我们跟对方的这种沟通。
We must communicate to them that we are attentive. We are truly listening.
当我们在听的时候，你要让对方知道你真的是在注意的倾听。
Looking them in the eye,And not having your mind roaming, they'll know that you are really listening.
用你的眼睛盯住对方，然后呢，思想上面不要分心。
Then we should communicate the fact that we have empathy with them. In other words, we feel for them.
当你跟他谈的时候，你要以对方的感受来跟他有同理心。
We understand them.
让他知道你了解他的感受。
And then, of course, we must be able...to let them know that we respect them.
而且要让对方知道你是尊重他的。
I don't care who it is, they were created by God.
不管对方的问题有多大，他是谁呢？他是神所造的。
And there should be a certain amount of respect that we communicate to them.
那当我们跟他谈话的时候，你对他要有几分的尊重。
Of course, we need to always communicate encouragement.
当然谈话的时候总要带着鼓励
With a spirit of hope and optimism、
带着这种盼望给对方盼望
And then always be sincere
总是要很诚恳
Be yourself
很自然的就是你自己
Be honest
诚实
There may be times that you may even have to let them know thatYou went through something like that.
有时候甚至你也要分享到你自己也经过一些困难。
Be available when they need you.
当他们需要的时候随时都要来面对。
That communicates to them that they are very significant to you.
这样的话对他来说他会觉得他对你是有意义的。
And above all, keep their confidence.
最重要的让他们可以信任你。
Never, never tell what they have said to others because this will break their confidence in you.
绝对不要把他们对你讲的事情把它传出去了，这样的话你会毁掉他对你的信任。
I hope these points will help you to be a good counselor.
我希望这些重点可以帮助你成为一个好的一个諮商的人。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。